TNHoller.com is where you can find us at the TN Holler on Twitter and Facebook. We also have hollers hollering all across the state thanks to your support. We really do appreciate it. Your small dollar monthly donations make that all possible. Chip in a few bucks a month and get one of these sweet holler hats. Shout out to Abby Rubenfeld. If you need a lawyer, use Abby. If you're buying or selling a home, Elisa Parker, do it through her. And if you need jewelry, AJ Martin, we appreciate them supporting us. All right, wanted to hop on here and talk to you guys about that Van Jones CNN special on Tennessee last night. It touched on a lot of the issues that we talk about, and it featured a lot of the people that if you follow the holler, you've definitely seen those people. Most of the people that were in that special have been on the holler in various forms. You had Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, the Covenant Moms, activist Odessa Kelly, Gino Bolso, Bully Bolso was on there. So these are faces that you've seen and that you probably knew about if you're following us. My takeaway was a little mixed. On the one hand, I'm glad that Van Jones shined a light on what's going on in Tennessee, amplified voices that we try to amplify all the time. But there have been some concerns that I share. First of all, he called it the whole story, or the show is called the whole story. And it most certainly was not the whole story. So let's get that out of the way right up front. You know, what Van tends to do is to look for common ground, which I think it is important to be thinking about where we can find common ground in this world, especially in the state where things have gone pretty far to the extreme right. And some people want to say, well, it's the extreme left in other states. Well, we're the Tennessee holler. We focus on Tennessee. And here in Tennessee, we're pretty far off the deep end to the right. And so to come here and be like, all right, well, let's find some common ground. And, you know, that's all fine and good. But it felt like there was a effort made to sort of equate Jones, Pearson, Gloria, the people that are fighting for justice every day, to the people on the other side, like the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans and Representative Gino Bolso, as though those are sort of counterweights. That's a pretty damaging position to take.
He's conservative, but he's not a clown. He's a great guy. Seems like a great guy. He felt like the system wasn't serving him. He stood up and fought back. That's what democracy is supposed to be all about. I don't see a lot of difference between an Odessa, the two Justins, or Mr. Schoaf. This story just got a lot more complicated.
And so I wake up today feeling like, you know what? I'm glad to see all these people featured, sort of let people know how far things have gone in Tennessee. But to act like, well, it's just two sides of the same coin, Bolso over here and Matt Schoaf from the Sumner County Republicans over here, and then Pearson and Jones over there, that seems not fair. Kind of lazy, honestly. To feature Gino Bolso, I mean, one of the voices that was featured in this thing was Gino Bolso. Like, he was like the main right-wing voice. He self-described himself as an extreme conservative, but what it didn't do at all was talk about things that Bolso has done, make him more than just an extreme conservative. He makes him a radical. I mean, he's got a bill today on the House floor to do away with checks and balances when it comes to the rules in the legislature. He has attacked trans people, trans kids, mothers of trans kids. He has a bill to ban the pride flag in schools that protects the Confederate flag. If you're going to talk about this guy, amplify this guy, it seems like you have to do the work to actually explain who he is and what he has done. And I know you only have an hour. It would have taken all of 1 minute to do that, or at least have somebody talk about that. You know, some people have said, well, why wasn't the holler on there? I appreciate some people saying that. You know, you can't have everyone on there. I don't fault Van Jones for not talking to us, reaching out to us. It's fine. There were other people on there that said a lot of the things that we would have said, the Justins and Odessa, and the point came across, I think. They also used our audio from the leaked caucus that we posted last year. So look, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about why I think it was kind of a miss. I'm also curious to hear what you all think. Kind of both sides did a little bit. We've seen a couple of reactions. This was Holly saying that he let Matt Schoaf off the hook, a fluff piece on the SCCR. They literally called our director of schools a Russian asset. And that's one of the least nasty things they've done. Shocked he compared Schoaf to the Justins. For those who don't know, the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans is like an extreme right-wing arm of the Republican Party that is in Sumner County, attacking librarians, and they're doing all these very radical things, robbed Brenda Dotson of a tied election. Brenda Dotson was like the one Democrat, a black woman in Sumner County. Her election for county commission ended in a tie. And instead of having a runoff, they just said, you lost, and gave it to the Republican. That's not in the report. And you're sitting there and you're talking to Matt Schoaf, portraying him as some, you know, reasonable man. And okay, like if you want to do that, I get it. But it seems like you got to at least do the work to explain why people think those guys are so radical. And that didn't really happen. And so I'm not the only one feeling this way. I see Gloria had a similar response. She said he almost seemed to understand what was happening while talking to the Justins before he started with the both sides are the same nonsense. No, one side went to the well to address grieving families. The other beat cops with flagpoles and threatened to kill politicians. So Gloria, I guess, felt like maybe it wasn't that helpful to parachute in, have this hour-long special, say, hey, we need to find some common ground, and this guy's just like the Justins, six of one, half a dozen of the other. It is not that. And if that was the takeaway, then that's pretty damaging. But if the takeaway was, you know what, things are pretty fucked up here in Tennessee, then I think that's important for people to know. Christine says, this Van Jones thing sounds like the reason I dropped cable. It might be that. The Van Jones thing happened last night. It's called The Whole Story. It is definitely not the whole story. But was it potentially a good thing that it happened, or was it just more both sidesism? That's kind of what I'm curious to know from you guys.
My name's Noah. I'm in Knoxville.
What do you have to say about the CNN piece last night? Did you feel like it was useful, or did you feel like it was kind of damaging?
Oh, it was very damaging. And I think there's a danger, and we saw last night, with weaponizing civility. Van Jones, he saw these equal sides on both sides. Everybody was very civil. They were just trying to find common ground. But he sort of made the Joneses an exception because they were sort of a little bit more radical. They were outliers. They were activists. So that's why he kept setting them apart. It was sort of like saying to sort of the more centralist viewers, these people are fine, but let's look at these people who are talking civilly, because those people are the people who are really trying to work together. So destructive, because I'm sorry, that is essentially how fascism justifies itself. Like, we're seeing that getting pulled further and further to the right, this reaching across the aisle and trying to find common ground on both sides, where the right does not budge. The center just keeps moving further. And then the people who are just trying to get people's voices to be heard get left behind. That's what frustrated me so much about last night.
I think that's a really interesting point. And I like the phrase that you use, weaponizing civility. The Justins were sort of portrayed as these extremists. That's helping the fascist point of view, because that's exactly what they try to do all the time. You know,
right.
When one side is saying, let's stop kids from being killed, and the other side is saying, let's not. Where's the common ground in that? And is it not destructive to even try to find any?
Right. And at some point, you have to say, like, it's unfortunate that the practical perspective on this is we have to work with the people who are saying, let's not kill kids because they have the majority. Hopefully that will change. Hopefully people will start understanding what's at stake here.
When you're trying to talk to people who have their fingers in their ears or their arms folded and they're refusing to talk to you, at a certain point, you got to point to them and say, they have their fingers in their ears. They're not trying to talk. And that is the truth. Tell people what's really happening.
Right.
Finding common ground with that is, like you're saying, I think it can be damaging to act like there is some to be found when there isn't any.
Right. And I mean, at this point, the Democratic Party, and as much as I would like to think of myself as more left than the Democratic Party, so I don't truly support them, but they are the best that we've got. Being that that's the case, I really think it's almost a failing of the Democratic Party to keep doing this reach across the aisle type thing, instead of saying like, oh no, they are dangerous. They want to deregulate everything. But as much as we're trying to govern and we need them to do that, we want to replace them. And we have to do that.
When you say the Democratic Party, who are you thinking about? Are you thinking about like the state party? Are you thinking about the chair, Hendrel Remus? Are you thinking about Democrats that are in office? Because I will say, you know, Hendrel has been pretty vocal challenging them and calling them out. Who do you think about when you think about the Democratic Party, when you use that phrase?
More the national one, the Democratic Party that the Van Joneses of the world would be appealing to. Essentially, in the U.S. government, there's much talk about, oh, yes, we reach across the aisle to like work with these other groups. groups, and like that's bipartisanship and that's good, which in a sane world, yes, it is. Whenever you take that down to, like you said, on the first podcast, the state level or the local level, it sort of falls apart. Some people, like you said, have fingers in their ears and they just need to be removed from office.
Chase is asking, is there a difference between an activist that can push the conversation? For instance, elected officials that are on the inside that have to work with these people who have their fingers or thumbs in their ears. You know, my opinion is that we need people on the inside making the points that you're making, pushing the narrative to that place, as opposed to playing nice with people who aren't being nice. Part of why I'm excited to have the Justins in there and Gloria, people like Afton getting in there is, you know, I think we need more people on the inside saying exactly what you're saying. How do you feel about that?
I think that that's perfectly true. And I think that as long as those people are able to talk without other side looking for ways to shut them down, for example, whenever one of the Justins will say some things like, this has become a Nazi rally, essentially, and them saying, oh no, that's out of order. No, you have to allow those conversations to happen. But whenever it's shut down, whenever you can't say things like that, the radicals who are able to pull the conversation, it just doesn't work. It's just, we've got a broken system right now, and these people need to be removed. And I don't know how to even start that conversation because of the gerrymandering, all of the good things that were pointed out that were not stressed enough in that actual presentation by CNN.
We're talking to Noah in Knoxville, a call-in number that is working for the first time that I'm super excited about. And Noah, I so much appreciate you being the one first voyage with me. You mentioned Justin Jones getting cut off yet again on the House floor because he said that some people would say this is a Nazi rally every time we get together, which the way that he put it is just a statement of fact. Some people would say that, but they gaveled him down. They shouted him out of order, punished him by limiting his length of time that he could speak on the House floor from 5 minutes to 2 minutes, which is the first punishment. You know, we're already seeing them limiting, stifling debate. Like you said, you need to be able to say that stuff because, frankly, you know, it's the point that was being made by a lot of people after that march that happened in Nashville a few weeks back. I mean, the Nashville Scene wrote about it. People were asking about it at press conferences. I mean, I was at a press conference with Bill Hagerty where every single member of the media asked that exact question. And then when Justin says it on the House floor, he's punished. Debate is being stifled in Tennessee. And I think you're right to bring that up. Noah, thank you so much for this call, man. I really appreciate you doing it. I hope you'll call back again.
Absolutely. You're doing great work. Thank you so much for bringing a voice to all this that is being sort of left behind.
This worked. So excited about that. So, you know, the fact that they chose to focus on Tennessee, he spent some time here. It's just on balance. Does that outweigh equating them with Schoaf and Bolso and all the other people? So if all you knew was that hour that you watched and you were like, oh, let's see what's going on in Tennessee, what would your takeaway be? It's a one-party Republican state. It is pretty extreme. But because he put a face on Bolso and Schoaf the way he did without really giving context for who they are, what they stand for, I think you might not be as alarmed about that one-party state as you probably need to be, not only for what it means for Tennessee, but what it means for where this country is headed. And so in that way, I think it was probably ultimately a disservice to Tennessee. You know, I'm glad that it amplified a lot of the voices that we see here every single day, but I think it needed to do more work to really put in context the radical Republican legislature and governor and state that we are currently living under and what it really means. So I think there's another special to be done that isn't just Van Jones trying to find common ground where in many cases there's not a lot to be found if we're being honest about it. Thanks for joining us. Keep following the holler and I will see you next time. Tennessee. Woo! Yeah. Tennessee. To Tennessee.